In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. A young 17-year-old Michelangelo sculpted a wooden painted crucifix of Jesus that beautified his passion. Unlike Michelangelo's later sculptures of the crucifixion, where Jesus is weighed down, twisted in a superhuman struggle. In this early sculpture, Jesus is suspended gracefully on the cross. His strong and slender arms extend effortlessly. His head is bowed, a counterweight to his bent legs. No pull of the body's weight. His body shows no strain or tension. His torso is slender, his waist thin. His physique, marked by a well-defined muscularity. Blood is dripping from the wound in his side, indicating that he has already died. His eyes are closed, with a peaceful and calm expression on his face. Jesus is beautiful, and he is naked. The shock of his nakedness is alarming. We don't normally see Jesus hanging naked on a cross, which is why his nakedness distracts us from the beauty of his body and the serenity of his face. He looks more the way pagan gods are portrayed in antiquity than a man suffering from death by crucifixion. Young Michelangelo's naked Christ crucified portrays the beauty of redemption. But in Mark's crucifixion scene, there is no beauty. Grunewald's crucifixion from the Eisenhahn altarpiece that portrays Jesus' intense suffering is more how Mark portrays Jesus' death. But in Mark, Jesus is naked, like the young man who left his linen cloth behind in Gethsemane and ran away. It's hard to overcome how startling this is, the nakedness of Jesus on the cross. But on this Wednesday of Holy Week, Mark simply states, "And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take." In paradise, naked was naked. Adam was naked and was not ashamed, until his betrayal by the fruit of a tree. Then he was afraid, because he was naked, and so he hid himself from the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden. He was filled with shame for his betrayal of the one who created him good, who created him in his own image. Now on another tree hangs Adam's creator, on the place of the skull. On Adam's skull, dying the death of a criminal, forsaken by God, humiliated, alone, abandoned, desolate, rejected, ashamed. Naked. By his nakedness, the temple veil is ripped open from top to bottom. By his nakedness, as Cyril of Jerusalem says, he spoils principalities and powers openly triumphing over them on a tree. The beautiful temple of his body is pierced, bloodied, broken in death, his appearance so marred, beyond human semblance, his form beyond that of the children of men. Naked. On whose wide arms, so hard, so widely flung, the weight of this world's ransom hung, the price of humankind to pay, the spoil, the spoiler of his prey. O tree of beauty, tree most fair, ordained those holy limbs to bear, gone is thy shame, each crimsoned bough proclaims the King of Glory now. And Joseph of Arimathea bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped his naked body in the linen shroud and laid him in a tomb. Truly, this man is the Son of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.